Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 9. And this is letter number 2726, dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Sivan Tov Shehidal, Brooklyn, Baruch HaVishalom, to the woman. Now this is for sure, even though it doesn't say here clearly, but I'm sure this is a letter the Rebbe wrote before. We had a very strong letter to the Rebbe before the writing to this man, but his wife didn't want to accept. The Rebbe approved the shidduch, and then she didn't want to cover her hair, and there was a question about it. So now she's writing to the Rebbe and complaining that certain things she agrees and some things she's being forced to do, she doesn't really want to do. And the Rebbe is basically saying that, the shidduch has to be done in the right way, otherwise he's not going to be a party to that. The Rebbe has written that earlier. So, Baruch HaVishalom, the Rebbe is writing to the letter. The Rebbe says, I received your letter, that's the bride, basically, in which you write that people had told her in my name, the Rebbe's name, and her response is that there's some parts, details that she agrees, and there's some she doesn't want, and therefore it's going to be only she's being forced into it, etc., etc. If you know she's not doing it the way she wants, and the Rebbe is going to spend some time to explain to her, you can't just live the life, a happy, lucky life, just by saying, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I accept. You have to basically have the approach, what is going to make my life happy and lucky, and how am I going to be a successful marriage down the road? And the Rebbe says the only way to have a successful marriage down the road is not just saying, oh, I like this, I don't like that, I want to do this, I don't want to do that, is by following in the ways of the Torah. The Rebbe says this whole approach isn't correct, it's not fitting. When you start a life, an order of your life, each one for sure wants to have a lucky, a happy life. And the luck and the satisfaction in life, the oisher, depends both in quality and quantity wise, depends dafka specifically in the king, the one who kings king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your luck depends on Hashem. Hashem is the one that provides for everything. So therefore, it's not the question what the person wants and what they don't want. The approach needs to be, what does the good fortune of the person, and what is the, in what and in whom does the good fortune of the person, and in what conditions can we really hope that there will be actual, a lucky, happy, appropriate life, a good life together? And the Rebbe is basically saying, I cannot be in good conscience a party if you're asking me my approval. You're the groom or the parents are asking for my approval to give my blessing and my approval for something which is, I don't see, if it's not going to follow the directives of the Torah, I can't be a part of that. So I told, Rebbe says, he was here, when he was here, that a wife of a person can either be a support to her husband, or she's going to be his opponent. So, although the Rebbe says it's difficult to imagine from the beginning, and to know ahead of time for sure, 100%, what the relationships will be in for tens of years from now, but a known test and an important test is how the young people and how they are considerate in their outlook on the other person before the wedding, to see how they treat each other and what their approach is, whether they're going to yield or not, how do we check it out? And I told him that you should check it out. And this is also true for each one and one who wants to come into marriage. To the extent possible, you have to see the relationship. And in that relationship, you can tell what the relationship is going to be later on in life. So, Rebbe says, basically, you are, if you're concerned whether she's going to go along or she's going to be with you, she's going to work with you, you first need to see what, and the Rebbe told him, I told him, don't hide from her anything now about your look in life. And you should ask the bride or the prospective bride, I'm not sure she's a bride yet, ask her to tell you her clear decisions. What is her feelings about your outlook in life? What is her, what does she think? What's her yachas? How is she, what's her approach to, does she accept your outlook? And if she is going to, the Rebbe says, conduct herself as she writes in her letter, that she is going to organize her life the way she wants it, without considering what Hashem wants and His instructions, who He has given to every man and woman from the Jewish people, so the Rebbe says, then you need to take a good reflection about this marriage and this general match, the shidduch in general. So that's the Rebbe saying, that's what I said. In other words, I didn't say anything. Out of place or anything. All what I said was that if that's the approach, then this needs to be put on the table, basically, openly discussed to see if she has issues with that. So then, got to find out. Maybe she's not the right person for him. So, the Rebbe says, since he, Rebbe's probably talking about the groom, the prospective, the guy or the parent. I'm not sure who, because there's always blotted out over here. But since he wanted to know my opinion and also my approval, and as he expressed himself, he also wants my blessing. So I, from my side, can agree with the full heart when I see the possible maximum that I hope that they will have a lucky life, a good fortune house, a life together. That's when I can, and that hinges, I see a lucky life when it hinges that they should organize their life based on the foundations of Torah and mitzvahs as they are spoken of in the Shulchan Aruch and not in the code of law. Not each and every one will go and say, this detail I agree to, other details I don't agree to. Because Hashem says, if you follow in the ways of Hashem that He's instructed, the Torah guarantees, promises blessing and success, as opposed to if it goes in other ways. And the Rebbe says, I cannot take upon myself the responsibility to participate in such a matter when one of the sides is approaching it to the other, and I don't want, I don't promise, and they're forcing me, it's against my the opinion, etc., etc. So the Rebbe says, if somebody says that they cannot forego, in other words, they don't agree, they cannot be mevater, and they will go with the head covered, either with a kerchief, with a tichel, or with a wig, a shaitel, and they don't care whether through this they're going to endanger his fortune and their own fortune. and the fortune of the other person in their mutual life together for tens of years, so then that person doesn't have any sense of responsibility, doesn't have the fitting appreciation and the knowledge what it means a life together, and how much it is fitting to forego even on more important things, as long as you can get a good life and lucky life together. So it's important to compromise in life. If a person doesn't want to compromise and agree and forego to do things that are important in life, the Rebbe says, life of marriage, even things that are more important to you, sometimes you got to forego on them, just because that brings a life together. And if you can't do that, Rebbe says the only way for that to take place is to be a fortunate life is only through Torah and mitzvahs. And basically, the Rebbe says, you know, I can't agree or be a party to a case where I don't see it bringing them a good life, and I don't see it if she won't agree to compromise and to wear a shaitel and or a tichel to cover her hair, and therefore that is my approach, the Rebbe says. So may the blessed Hashem grant you to recognize your path in life and to decide what's really good for you, which is good both physically and spiritually. And in truth, it's impossible without it. With blessings in the name of the Rebbe, the secretary. So here the Rebbe is imploring her for her benefit, for the family's benefit. And the Rebbe says that, you know, what I've said is because this is important and this is her success in life, and that's the fortune, good fortune in life, Chaim U'Shorim. And if she doesn't see that, the Rebbe can't agree to that, basically. The Rebbe can't agree to that marriage. And he's pulling out and he's saying, you know, you're on your own, and then there's not going to be that marriage, yeah?